What did you find? What kind of animals did you find in the safari?
A giraffe.
You found a giraffe?
Cornelia Stevens is surrounded by preschoolers who have just completed a playground safari. She's executive director of Top Early Learning Centers.
So we have 11 classrooms at each of our centers. So this would be our south location. All of our locations are strategically located in neighborhoods of poverty. And that is our main focus, is to help children get out of poverty.
About 96% of the students attend Top thanks to some kind of financial assistance. The Head Start program or scholarships provides them with full day, year-long schooling. According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, only about half of the 3 and 4-year-olds in Kansas are enrolled in preschool. Steven says the creative, inquisitive instruction students receive at Top is essential to young minds.
Kids learn at this age through play and being able to explore and being able to create. You know, when you're picking up that apple, you know, yes, you're learning the color red and you're learning it by an apple. But they also have the opportunity to learn about how to make applesauce and what does an apple taste like and how is it grown.
A motto here is that the environment itself is a teacher. Students are encouraged to explore every corner of their brightly colored classrooms. They experiment with eyedroppers to mix watercolors. They build a large castle out of wooden blocks. This exploration extends outdoors as well.
So each of our areas has a playground area.
The playground is a mix of traditional and new. Sure, it has a swing set, but surrounding it are objects such as chimes and a large hollow metal object that children are using as a drum.
And so we definitely want to have as many things here to feed all of their senses, if, you know, if possible. So it's not just a swing set, but what else can we have here that can nurture them?
What about JoJo? Where did we find the lion? This is JoJo's turn. Where did you find that lion at?
Under the chair.
He was hiding under that picnic chair, right?
Preschool teacher Tiffany Denton sits with her students on the floor of her softly lit classroom. She says she wants this space to feel like home for her kids. Together, they're remembering all of the animals they encountered during today's safari.
Oh, a zebra, a giraffe, an elephant, and a lion.
And a tiger.
Denton has worked at Top for 8 years, but has taught both kindergarten and first grade elsewhere. She spends about 9 to 10 hours a day with her students, and because preschool consists of 2 full years at Top, she's able to devote a great deal of time to them.
My goal is to get them ready for life, for them to be successful, for them to have those characteristics that are so important in our classroom. And I think having 2 years all day long definitely gives me the opportunity to work on the things that I think are important.
Denton has both 4 and 5-year-olds in her classroom. She sees the 5-year-olds exhibit leadership skills every day.
My older children are reading and writing, and so when a friend needs to write mom on their envelope, they don't have to continue to come to me. They say, oh, I know how to spell mom. It's M-O-M. And so it's great to, you know, have the different age groups in the classroom.
Okay, Armando, where did we find the giraffe?
From the tree.
You build such a relationship with them. Like, I think at the end of every year, how am I going to function next year without this child? And then guess what? That the next one comes and they do the same thing.
Students here also experience what is called studio time. It's a bit like art class. There are a number of objects that students are able to play freely with. Feathers, beads, paint sets, and building materials galore. Instructor Jennifer Blackwood.
So one class, for example, they're talking about zoo animals. So what they do when they come into the studio would be building houses for animals, or we would be talking about the animal's fur, talking about what their skin looks like. Is it bumpy? How can we draw bumpy? How can we draw the patterns that are on their fur, as well as supporting them with any other questions they have.
In 2008, Top Early Learning Centers began to work with area schools to track their graduates, the oldest of which are now in 6th grade. When compared to children of similar socioeconomic backgrounds, Top graduates are scoring higher in standardized tests, are more social in school settings, and are 18% less likely to be absent. Executive Director Cornelia Stevens sees the results in her own daughter, a Top graduate who just finished 5th grade. She attributes the success to the teacher's ability to inspire.
The way in which they spoke to her and the way that, you know, it wasn't just you know, yes or no, you know, kind of conversations or whatnot. It was talk to me about why, and you ask them open-ended questions. You know, they really kind of use their own thinking process and be able to ask the questions. And so now I have a very inquisitive 11-year-old.
Area school districts, including Derby, have partnered with top early learning centers to accept students into their program. Top funds its initiative through state and federal aid, as well as private donations. Whether this program eventually lifts these children out of poverty won't be known for some time, but if the data continues to support the benefits of high-quality early childhood learning, the outlook is positive. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.